Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
And I love you and you and you and you and you and all of our listeners out there. Our Feel Good today is just little stories that have piled up over the whole coronavirus thing. What can we do to just put a little smile on our faces during this time? Well, one thing is called the kindness postcard. It's been making the rounds on social media. It's a card that you can print out or you can write it yourself, you know, if you have a little extra time on your hands, and you put it in your neighbor's mailboxes in case they need assistance. You can just list your name and your phone number, and it says on the postcard to call if they need anything like groceries, supplies, and this is my favorite, or even just someone to talk to. So I thought that was really special and very
really
sweet. And especially maybe if you don't know your neighbors, this could be a good time to maybe not, you know, face to face get to know them, but if they want to call and get to know you.
I was talking to a friend of mine who's a sociologist at Wash U in St. Louis the other night, and he was saying that one of the things that people are really worried about is the effects of this, not getting coronavirus, but how people are hyper anxious right now, but also people are very lonely.
Lonely effects. Because
you're stuck in your house and you have nobody to talk to or feel like you're hanging out with anybody. So this kind of thing is very important.
Yeah. And not everyone has a spouse or a dog or a cat or someone to kind of pass the time with during this tough time.
You're right. Not everybody's lucky. You're right.
Right. You have a spouse and a dog.
And kids.
However, I know they're not. There are people out there that don't have that. I just want to reassure you that Jonathan and I and everyone here in this studio are here.
We're here.
You know, we are still doing the show. We are so happy to be your friend and your voice. And if there's anything that you ever need, you know our number, 888-819-1025.
Yeah.
So if there's anything we could ever do, just
give us a call. Oh, God, now we're going to have people calling in going, I need money. I'm stuck here.
I'm broke too, okay?
Yeah.
This is speaking of money.
We went over her net worth.
No one gets it. A landlord in Maine announced on social media that he's not charging his tenants rent next month, and he's calling on other landlords around the country to do the same. I thought that was really cool.
That is cool, yeah.
Speaking of money, right before the Ohio shut down all of its restaurants on Sunday, someone in Columbus, which is my favorite city in Ohio, left a $2,500 tip. They wrote on the receipt that they wanted it to be split between five staff members because they knew they would be out of work for a while, which they obviously predicted, and that goes a long way, even if it's just $2,500 split between five. That's a lot of money. And then locally speaking, grocery stores, specifically Stop and Shop, starting tomorrow from 6 to 7:30 a.m., they're doing a special, like, 60 plus shopping trip. So if you are over the age of 60 years old, you now have your own special time to go to Stop and Shop and shop before everyone else gets there to get your essential items. So
6 a.m.
I read
to
that
7:30 a.m.
I thought that was really, really kind. And it's needed because the elderly is obviously the most affected during this
time.
I've
already seen other grocery stores, I don't know about in Boston, but other grocery stores across the country are doing similar things, which is really good because it, again, these are the people that are most vulnerable to this. I read this heartbreaking story about this woman who said she went to a grocery store and this old woman was in her car with her husband and she was like crying and she's like motioning her to come over. And she's like, could you go into the grocery store? We're both sick
and scared
and we were worried if we catch this we're gonna die, so could you please we've been waiting for somebody to come along so we can ask them to go into the grocery store. And it's not like they needed a lot, they just needed like milk and eggs and spaghetti or something
of
like
course.
That and so she was like, oh, of course. And very she went in and got it for him and stuff. So I mean, it's a very scary time for a lot of people.
It is. And just to reiterate, we are still here, we are live on air, as you can tell. So if there's anything we can do, just reach out to us. But that today is your Feel Good. There's a lot more others I wish we had time for, but maybe later on in the show we can talk about, you know, fragrances like Dior and Louis Vuitton
and what they're
doing, perfume and what they're doing. It's very cool.
Coming up. Long legs cut off.